This is a remembrance of our stepfather, Tomas Martinez. Pretty much focuses during the years of World War II. Tomas, our stepfather, changed our lives in very significant ways. He was a powerful man, physically and in stature in the community. Had to have been one of the most enthusiastic workers Austin had ever known. Work was one of his passions. It provided him with dignity and gave dignity to work. He had been among those who laid the red bricks beneath the Congress Avenue and dug the ditches for the gas lines. He washed dishes squeaky clean at the Driscoll Hotel. He was doing maintenance work at the Stephen F. Austin Hotel when he met Mama, who was working as a maid. They decided to get married in 1940, and their first son, Robert, was born December 27th. Robert was one of the most beautiful, practically completely blonde baby boy at the time. Mexicanos almost universally believed that white was beautiful. Well, all of Mama and Tom's children were widowerinches, because Tom was not a mestizo, and Mama was also very, very light. Widowerinches, by the way, is a whole different topic, but I always got the feeling that they somehow ended up being more Mexicano because of they had to prove themselves somehow as being Mexicanos. Because the worst part was, in my generation, is how often one would hear, "You don't look Mexican." It was obviously condescending. And however, mestizos also could have had resentment to widowerinches, who, after all, were descendants of the Gachupines that were so hated by the Mexican people. Tom was, you know, strictly speaking, was Mexicano Tejano. He was a member of the Republic of Texas with Mexican roots. I liked Tom from the time I met him because of his smile and his willingness to tell stories. But I also liked the policy he had, which was that he wouldn't raise his black belt and a child that he had not fathered, which meant that I could remain a fatherless child exploring all of Austin. Tom became dear to me and to Carmen and Mary and Ben. And from the very beginning of he was made visits to the house with his exciting ghost stories and interesting things that had happened to him when he was young. And he had a deep, booming voice, the kind of voice that was natural for storytellers, the kind of voice that would evoke excitement, fear, and laughter. Because the original Mixtecs, homegrown Mexican, unlike my father's generation, during the early part of the century, who came from Monterrey, Mexico, he spoke very clearly in Spanish and in English, and found many things in life funny, even the terrible times after years had passed. Tom was able to laugh at himself as he recalled incidents that he was involved in. He had a dramatic story about when he heard this mysterious, roaring, frightening sound, an alien sound. And he couldn't imagine what it was, and quickly searched for where it was coming from. And then he saw it was a monster. And he couldn't imagine where it had come from. This monster was a car. It was the first car that Tom had ever seen, a Model T. And he was terrified, as any of us would have been, as if a UFO landed in our lawn. So he ran and hid behind a hill. Anyway, he could really elaborate on that one, and it caused a lot of laughter. And of course, he would also laugh at the same time. His ghost stories were all delicious. Most of them were about women, a lady in white. I think I'll save those for something special. Anyway, no one has ever attempted to describe how hard it must have been for Tom to marry a woman who already had 5 children with healthy appetites and need for clothing, and how he must have felt knowing that he was not like our deceased father, hardly in any way, other than that their common love for work and family. It wasn't easy, perhaps, relating to our dad's brothers, Antonio, Evaristo, Manuel. Always got the impression that they never warmed up to him. Well, I really don't know. What I know is that it didn't bother Tom at all. The one who most outwardly resented Tom was perhaps Uncle Nash, but also leave that alone. Before long, Mama and Tom couldn't be the least worried about others thought or felt about their marriage. They had Robert, Jesse, Petra, Samuel, Nacho, and Lupe. And then Tommy and Michael. Tom's big break became during World War II, because the shipping industry in Houston desperately needed hardworking men and women to build the ships, so that he would spend the work days over there in Houston and would come home when he could. But he was making the best wages he ever made in his life. They were paying everyone the same wage, whether they were white, African American, or Mexican. I'm going to do something later of Tom about his storytelling. Well, this is it for now.